Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Lighthouse Show. Tonight is January 28th, 2020. And on today's panel, we have Natasha Scott, Shannon Johnson, and myself, Tina Godin. And for tonight's topic, we will be discussing staying out of fear in some ways and how to stay out of that energy. I'm a little bit stuttering tonight because I don't have anything written down and I got here so quickly. So I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be with both of you ladies here. So welcome. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you ladies doing?
Doing good and keeping warm.
Yeah,
that's good. Yeah. I'm doing good too.
God.
Yeah, we had that.
We got the whole team back tonight.
I know. This is great. I miss you guys, all of you. All right. So, staying out of fear. That's a tough one. When we get really weighed down with that anxiety, that will creep up on you, especially if you're worrying about something. It can really have a detrimental effect on you. And sometimes you feel so entrapped within that emotion that you really don't know how to get out of that fear. And it feels like it's this like there's layers, like they overlap each other. So you'll be thinking, whatever it may be that you're afraid of, losing your job, let's say, and then you're thinking about this, and then it just escalates into this, you know, ginormous, and I know that's not a word, this ginormous, just big fear that you have to deal with and learn how to navigate through. And that's tough. I don't know about you guys. Have you had a lot of experience with, you know, that kind of emotion and what ways did you, what are some of the tools that you use to stay out of that? Out of that emotion and out of that energy.
You want to go first, Shannon?
You go ahead, Natasha.
Okay. I was going to say, I would say when I actually trained myself out of negative thinking, I also trained myself out of the fear mentality. Like one led to the other, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't do it 100% of the time, right? It's always a work in progress, right? Because we'll be going along and we'll be feeling calm and peaceful, and then something happens, and then we have to decide, right? Are we going to respond from fear? Or are we going to go with the flow? And if you go with the flow, things always seem a lot less crazy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah. So, and if I'm having an intense moment, I will sing Hue either out loud if I'm alone, or I'll sing it in my head or Om as well. That's what I do to recenter myself.
That's great. And I think a lot of us forget to do that, is to recenter. You know, that's really important to do that.
Yeah.
I agree.
I was gonna say, as soon as you panic, you disempower yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because you're not thinking straight anymore, and as soon as you're not thinking straight anymore, things get hard very fast. And we're creating things so quickly now. You want to stay out of like a negative thought spiral or a negative mood spiral. You want to be so careful with that because you'll be creating from that vibration.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I found it personally because I moved at the end of December, which is a horrible time to move. I literally moved between Christmas and New Year's. It was very stressful.
Wow.
My son who's 23, was like not realizing we had to pack a whole 3-bedroom house. He's like, I'll go pack my room. Like, huh? No, you have to help me pack the whole house. What are you talking about? And then from there, we had an intense rainstorm where we got a month's rain in one night, and our basement flooded at the new place. And so we had to pull all of my son's stuff out in my living room right now. So it's like, oh my goodness, it felt like it was one thing after another. And then I've been really having to catch myself not to go into that negative vibration of, you know, waiting for the other shoe to drop, right? So you got to pull yourself back. But everyone I talk to has been feeling it intense. Like, literally, we went from December to, you know, January 1st, and right after January 1st, even in the news, and also people that I talk to, people are, like, having some intense things happening. Jenny, you can go ahead. I talk too much.
You do not talk too much. It's beautiful. I love it. I love it.
Me too.
I'm glad you started to bring that other stuff up, you know.
Yeah.
I did make some notes from the video I shared with you guys that I know the sound was horrible on. It was Laura Boone's astrological forecast for 2020. And it was really amazing,
okay.
But sound quality is bad. For those that are interested in, it's at the Center of Love and Light's Facebook page. But first, for me personally, you know, staying out of fear is like a challenge that'll pop up on and off now. I used to fight with it and struggle with it for many, many years in lots of different ways. You know, I had a fear of failing my children. I had a fear of failing my family. I had a fear of failing myself, that maybe I wasn't strong enough to do all the things I had on my plate, you know. Challenges like that, of having to face the fears of inadequacy of self. And now I can see them as all such beautiful points in my life that really the fear needed to come up in my face in order for me to really look at my emotions and why was I feeling so fearful about it. What was really going to happen to me? Why was I so scared of just picking up my boots and going and making the steps, you know? And, you know, in the time you're kind of doing that toss between survival and going, I know I'm scared to death, but I have to keep putting one foot in front of the other, as scary as it is. You know, and I don't know where the next step is going to end up putting me. Am I going to be falling off the cliff, or, you know, am I moving in a productive manner? You know, is life going to actually let me take a breath? You know, or am I going to be stuck in this fearful, cowering position because everything has gone to crap and, you know, you're not able to see any of the windows, to see any of the light that's actually out there in those moments, you know. So it's something that, you know, I think fear, it's, and I know I'm going to say this and it's going to sound really bizarre. Spend my day for that. Fear is a really beautiful emotion. It really is. If we look at how it serves us, you know, that it's really, we are having an emotional response of paying attention in what is surrounding us, what is going on inside, outside, with others, the situations. And the more I got to kind of exploring it for my own healing, I ended up realizing that every time I was feeling really scared and fearful, it was kind of giving me that shake and wake up, too, of you have more power than what your fear is showing you. Look at it. Why are you afraid? And then I really had to be honest with myself about, you know, okay, why? What is this fear really coming from? And what value does it really have for me in this moment if I look at it? And it's hard to sit with your emotions like that because it's really raw. You know, you're getting really raw with yourself about it. And I started to realize that every time I was feeling really fearful about what was going on or the situation or these other things, that the fear was just my immediate response to it and that hesitation of unknown. And once I could acknowledge mm-hmm. that that's what it was, then I could sit it down and go, okay, you're serving a purpose for me to really be aware. And if I can take that awareness and go, okay, Spirit never gives you anything that you can't handle. So my fear is just to make me aware of how am I feeling about it and how am I moving with it or how am I pulling against it. And now I can address it, right, because now it's had acknowledgement. And you can move forward and go, okay, yeah, I'm scared and I got that fear going on, but I'm taking the step one at a time and I'm paying attention to how I'm doing them. And it'll take that fear level down a little bit each notch. Every step you're finding that there's still solid ground under your feet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's really good. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I think, too, like fear in a positive way serves to protect your body, right? If there's something,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, avoiding a car accident. It does have its positive side for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or your intuition is
yeah.
telling you, you know, some certain people around you are not, like, it's not a safe place wherever you happen to be. So it does have its whole positive side for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. What you think, Tina?
Yeah, it was very good. It was very good. Yeah, and I'm thinking back as you both are talking, I'm thinking back to so many things growing up that I was afraid of. And I think, you know, you learn as you grow. You know, when you start off, you know, on this earth, you know, we learn different ways of managing fear. You know, we learn coping mechanisms. And, you know, sometimes our fear is, I guess, a little bit bigger, it can be bigger than what is actually the reality. We tend to do that to ourselves. And mm-hmm. then we learn from those experiences. And so next time when something, you know, that circumstance comes up again, we have better ways of coping with that. And so if we can learn those lessons within our growth, that will help train that fear response. And, you know, the other part that I was thinking of, too, the part of the brain that the fear response starts in the region of our brain, it's called the amygdala. And it's that's what controls that fear. And we can do meditation in order to soothe that part of our brain, so in order to recenter. And so... and you can look some of those up on YouTube as well, but there are specific meditations to just help you get back to that, you know, that place. Some breath work will also help you because, you know, we get into that panic mode, and that's absolutely a normal response. It's just the way that we're designed. But if we can learn those coping mechanisms, we can keep it at bay or we can manage it. In a different way as well. And so, you know, to the listeners, there are many, many, many different meditations out there, you know, breath work, yoga, you know, all, even just getting yourself out of a situation to stop thinking about it. I know I've had to do that where, okay, I can't think about this right now. I need to refocus myself or, you know, get on to distract myself to something else. And then once I do that, usually like a comedy show or something, then I can go back and revisit that emotion and logically, you know, say to myself, okay, you know, this is, what are you afraid of? And really analyze what it is that I'm afraid of. And I know I'm the kind of person that tends to go to 10 right away. It's just the way that I'm designed, my body, my brain. You know, and I know like when one of my mom was in the hospital, she was very ill last year. And of course, you know, right away, I mean, you know, in my mind, she was up, I'm losing her. And I really had to put those feelings at bay and just, you know, I prayed, I was there with her, I gave her healing, I was very attentive with the doctors and everything, but I tried not to let myself get to that point until I knew more information. And through the years, I've learned to not, you know, get to 10, get to that point, because I've learned to slow myself down and say, okay, you know, I need more information. I can't, you know, just jump right to 10 and think the worst of things. I've got to logically get more information. And so that's helped me. That's one of the tools that I use.
That's very good.
Most definitely. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, the scenarios where fear is so present, you know, if we really look, these are like key moments happening. And, you know, fear is also linked directly to our body's natural fight and flight ability, you know. So the more that you can work through the smaller fears that we encounter, it really helps your brain to kind of begin to differentiate faster for you, mm-hmm. right? Because then the more that you're addressing what you're really afraid of, and a lot of times it's you know, fear of failure, fear of letting other people down, and these kinds of things. When we can look at those and address them, then when we're in situations where fight and flight is really needed, the brain chemistry is going to do that discernment portion faster. So, you know, if you were meeting, if you always had a fear of spiders, for instance, because I'll use that. My daughter has a terrible fear of spiders. You can't avoid all the spiders in your life. How are you going to do that? So you have to take the steps of facing that fear, understanding it, so that then it becomes, yeah, there's a spider. I don't like it. Somebody else take care of it. But you're not having that impulsive fight and flight, right? Mm-hmm. Because the more that you address it and you work on your own healing of it, you're changing that chemistry response so that your brain is going to go, okay, we've got the spider is back. Well, she's been working on this, so I don't need to respond with fight and flight. We're going to stay here, and it's going to keep addressing it. But then say, you know, someone comes up behind her in the dark, and that fight and flight needs to happen real quick. The brain, the chemistry of the brain is going to fire it. It's not going to hold you back like it was the spider. It's going to give you the fight and flight before the fear. Right, because the fear is going to end up kicking in as you're running.
mm-hmm.
You know, or as you're swinging your purse, you know, then it's like, okay, I'm already in the fight and flight mode, and then the brain chemistry will kick in the fear side of it and help give the adrenaline boost to the fight and flight mode.
Yes.
It's such an amazing little intricate piece of Jell-O whip there. And that's what I didn't realize that for years. But once I did a lot of, I had to do a lot of anatomy study and all the different functions and that kind of stuff. That was one of the things I had found out. And when I started working with it, I was like, well, damn. It does. Mm. It shifts it.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Crazy.
Yeah.
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 And
I
you know,
gonna
right
say
now.
That.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, I was
Natasha.
Just going to say, you know, I think the powers that be that are on the negative side of things, they're really having a fun time spreading fear with the coronavirus.
Yes.
And I think I already see, you know, I do work in an office and I can see people already stepping into fear about it, but they don't realize the powers that be always want us to be in fear. That's why their marketing campaigns, you know, do you look amazing or don't you? Do you want to be in or are you out? All that stuff lowers your immunity system.
Ooh,
as soon as you're going into fear, into stress, into worry, you're lowering your immunity system. If you can hold your vibration, it would be really hard for you to catch any kind of flu, much less the coronavirus. But as soon as you've lowered your vibration from any of those reasons, and obviously there's additional reasons like poor nutrition and all that, but, you know, looking at the news and stepping into fear, you know, you're hurting yourself and you don't need to go there. You can just deal with things as they come up. It's not a guarantee you wouldn't get the flu or the coronavirus, but you are less likely to get it if you can stay out of fear.
Yes. And we're in a really scary time for a lot of people. And I love that we're going to get into this part of it. I really do because, and I have notes everywhere in front of me right now, because we're all feeling it. We're seeing it, right? We are in the heat of the shift of consciousness on this planet. We are in the deconstruction phase, and it's scary as hell for a lot of people. 2020, what a year. Amazing, okay? But there's a couple parts of it in this first quarter that is hitting everybody. January is a heavy, heavy hitter. And so we're dealing, this is we're at a point that it's been 28 years since this cycle, this particular alignment has been at play. That's a long wait.
Well,
that's a long wait. Yeah. So we're being influenced by Uranus. Uranus is in the sign of Taurus until 2027. And what I was finding out through these other people, and I did go look at some other information and some other astrologists as well, and they're all saying very similar, same things about right now. So for us to understand Uranus, the energy of Uranus is the future. It's global. It's the great destroyer. It's what's coming in. It is nothing we have power over. It is what we are able to submit to. It's also referred to as one of the tsunami planets because it's such a heavy hitter. And with it being in Taurus, Taurus is the earth sign, right? So here is the strongest earth sign ever present with Uranus. And it represents the senses, stubbornness, and it is also Earth Uranus. And that trip. And so with these two combined, it's that the future is right now. We are the future in this moment. this period of time is how we are creating what is to come. And with this, this is like the wake-up call time. It's shaken everybody up. The other aspect that has just come into play in January, let me look what date what that was, January 12th, we had Saturn went conjunct with Pluto, okay, and that means they sit over top of one another, and they are in Capricorn. So Capricorn is a very dominant energy, as we all know. But Pluto, I'm going to add a little Pluto info here. Pluto is the dark side. It is P for power. All forms of power, control, abusive power, subjugating, the elite, the poor, everything that is power-related, destroying power, deconstructing power, right? But it's a dark planet, as we know. But it is the planet of life, death, rebirth. Right? And you got little Saturn over here who is so sweet. She's all about personal power. And I bring these up because what this is telling us is everything that is going on in our global community that we are all a part of, that we are so scared of what the hell is happening, where are we going? This is crunch time. You've got all of these influences, and this is where you're going to find people that are usually really nice are like snapping their heads off at you. Or they're struggling with the whole thing of I don't even know how to speak my own voice anymore. Right? So one of the keys that was given about this was that this is a period to be the lighthouse, whether for yourself, for your family, your community, you as a global citizen, is to become the lighthouse. We need to hold space for others and hold truth within its purity of its own energy throughout this period. And it's going to be individual all the way up as we move through this period. And it really blew my mind because I was just like, wow. And someone even asked her, is this why? And I know this is going to be a little political, and we're going to move away from it real quick. But someone asked the question, is this why the impeachment hearings are happening now? And she looked at everybody and said, yes. This is why now. This is why all these things that we're seeing globally are happening right now. So the future is now. I found it amazing. What do you guys think?
That's really interesting. Holy moly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's really, really interesting. It's a lot of information, a lot of understanding. I'm trying to follow you. I'm like, oh, wow, oh, wow. It's a lot, but wow. So right now, and I can feel this energy that you're talking about, absolutely, and I know a lot of people can too. And I'm hoping for some kind of, I guess, relief from it soon. Is that coming our way?
Let me look. We got coming up. Oh, one of the other things she mentioned that's really good for everybody this year is to look at the new moons and the full moons. Mark them on your calendar and where the placement is. Because the full moons and the new moons this year are going to be turbocharged. Yeah, there's a turbocharge happening because of Pluto, Uranus, and Saturn being in the placement that they're sitting in. One of the other things someone else had asked, or so, you know, how can we really deal with this influence right now? And her response was, P also stands for empower. So it's empowering yourself, empowering your community, your global community, others you're connected to. This is how you turn that dark Pluto energy to light, is through empowering others that we have the ability to navigate all of this. This is why we all came here for this time period. You know, we do get a break coming up. I did make sure to make note. I was just like, phew, man, January and February, she spent like almost 45 minutes to an hour just on there. I was like, whoa, that means heavy.
Wow.
Yeah. So we have, where the hell did that note go? My notes are so scribbled, they're so funny. I kept going back and adding more. I'm going, okay. Yummy dates. Here we go. Yummy dates. February 20th. July 27th. October 12th. These are dates of grace and glitter. And why? That's because Jupiter now comes into play. And Jupiter is going to be coming in and be high-fiving Neptune. And it's going to be very loving energy, very creative energy. It's a good time to think about what you're wanting to create and setting those intentions. And we actually have a really fabulous Mercury retrograde coming up next month. It may not feel like it for some, but it's actually, with all this other combination going on, Mercury retrograde is going to come in February 16th to March 9th. The nice one about this is that when retrograde comes in, it's initially going to be sitting in Pisces. That's not the nice part, okay? Because Pisces, it's really going to push about relationships. Make sure there's going to be like a lot of confused communication, a lot of confusing stuff. And so one of the big points with it is that, like, you know, if your partner is telling you something, repeat it back to them, that this is what I heard you say. Because there's going to be a lot of that, well, that's not what I heard, you know. So it's a really good time that communication is going to be really, really important, because we've got these global planetary things, Capricorn with Uranus and Pluto over here going the dark side of life, right? But during that retrograde, it also is going to go into Aquarius. Beautiful Aquarius, right?
Yeah.
So that's where old flames will be touching base. Things that we used to love, including people, will be coming back into play. And it's a really good time to look at things that you love in your life and really enjoy. It's going to be a great time for that creative energy to have play time. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And then in March, things start to shift a little bit and get a little bit better. But I really wanted to bring in and talk about this this January energy that has had everybody like, what has happened?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I was doing the same thing, going, what?
Yeah.
You know, do I need to go and check myself in, or do I need to pack a bag and go move into a cave, or what?
It definitely got some crazy there. We're like wondering if we're on the verge of World War III, the fires in Australia. Like, there's just a list of so many things. But I think it's interesting to see what the planets are doing, but just to remind ourselves, we do create our reality still. So, because you know when we talk about the collective consciousness, so I think part of the collective consciousness that's really frustrated with things was probably helping to create erratic weather. But on the other hand, I think the people that are more centered are continuing to create beautiful things here on Earth. So I think you've got that dichotomy. They're both happening simultaneously, but what are you focused on? And I'm choosing, I like to be aware of the news. And part of the reason I like to be aware is because I always send love and healing to those areas. But on the other hand, I really like to focus my everyday life on positive things. You know. It's a lot of people just, if they focus on the negative things in the news, they get upset, they get scared, and that's just a waste of one's energy. You know, I always tell people, if you can do practical things, if you want to send money or if you want to go volunteer, whatever you want to do, that's great. But the most powerful thing you can send is love and healing. Everything that's really powerful is done in the non-physical. That's what I think.
How about you, Tina?
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, it's great to be aware, you know, of everything going on, because then it makes sense of, oh, why am I feeling this way? Because sometimes you wake up and you just, you know, you're not yourself, or you don't feel like yourself, or, you know, you can't really explain what is happening. And then astrologically, you figure it out and you're like, oh, well, that makes sense to me now. And then you have that power, you know, whether you're going to let that consume you, you know, we're in a retrograde, you know, so everything is just going to be crazy. And you know, you could have that mentality, or you just understand it, but yet kind of like, still move on with things, you know, so to speak. Don't get into that fear part of anything like that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It does. I was going to say, you're right, because during a Mercury retrograde, when I'm at work at the office, I make sure I communicate with people very carefully so that things don't turn into anything.
Right.
Because if you have that,
exactly,
take note and act accordingly.
Yeah. No, it's true.
If you're... And then you laugh while all the machines and computers and everything else break down.
Right. So when you have that awareness, you know what's going on around you.
Exactly.
Right. You're better equipped to handle, you know, what's happening and what's in front of you. And when you don't know, I think people tend to get, you know, into that fear, you know. So, you know, good point. That is so true.
Yeah, you know. It's a beautiful thing to see, you know, the more aware we can become of how these influences are feeling personally, it ends up making it a whole lot easier to navigate. You know, my family has been watching the news a lot and paying attention, and I do to a point. Usually I just get the updates from them, honestly, because I can't. It's kind of like the nail on the chalkboard, you know, but I stay aware enough so that, because I do realize, you know, I am part of the global collective, so my awareness needs to be aware of what's happening there so that I can figure out how I can serve it, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've been waiting and waiting, so many of us, for so many years, you know, through our awakenings, that this shift in consciousness was present in our lifetimes, and kind of looking at, okay, where is it? What is it? How's it going to feel? And now that we've really moved into this time period, I see a lot of people, light workers, those not awake, all ranges of people are struggling with it all because it's so different than what used to be. And it's scary. And it is bringing up a lot of fears for everyone. You know, what's going to happen? Where do we need to be? What should I be doing? You know, and it's going from global levels to, you know, whether you're able to put food in the refrigerator or not. We're in that mud puddle right now of that period. And it can be really difficult to communicate to others sometimes how we're feeling with it, you know, because someone not awake is just like, rah, 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 at you, and you're like, what? But, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm doing my best over here, and you're just letting Capricorn run all over me over here, you know? They're like, yeah, oh, chick, you know? Bringing a little lividity to the combo. But this is, it's also awesome energy to help us create and be very innovative. I see so much hope in what we have the ability to make from all of this. You know, this is like the you're first doing the sketch drawing of what it can be. And we keep erasing a few lines and adding a few more. You know, mm-hmm. No, that one doesn't work. Let's erase that one out and let's try this better. And that for me has really helped me to get my fear of the possibilities to sit down so that I can instead focus on the beauty of all of humans being able to make something magnificent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
True.
So we can let fear serve us for it, because sometimes fear can be the motivator, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get so scared you have no choice.
Right.
<You know>? So we can also use fear as a motivation tool. Don't let it be the driver of the car, because that's not good.
No. No. You always have to calm yourself down.
Right. But it can be a passenger that is nudging you and pushing you to help you move into where you feel the most strength.
That's true.
I don't know where that came from.
That's really good, though.
Sometimes I wonder who is sitting in this chair. But yeah. I was going to ask you guys. Oh, my goodness. I knew what I was going to ask you guys. So with everything that we have going on and using our discussion of topic of fear. How have you been able to help the younger generations with what is transpiring? Personal to global, you know. Are there tips or tools that you've been able to give? So I know, you know, Natasha, like you, you have grown children. Tina, you have children of different ages. So I'm kind of curious what you guys have been able to use to help them.
You want to go ahead, Natasha?
Well, with my kids, I do tell them that they create their own reality. I, you know, all that kind of stuff that can empower them so they don't feel like they're a victim of their reality or a victim of circumstance. I'm always telling them how powerful they actually are. My daughter's more into the spiritual stuff than my son, who's more rational and scientific. If I tried to tell him some of that stuff, he'll just be like, yeah, Mom, placebo effect. you know, if you believe it, yeah, it'll work. I don't know. Like, I guess I do have nieces and nephews, and so I do just, you know, share my spiritual knowledge with them. And I'd always tell them they can come and ask me anything that they're thinking. And I do tell them that I admire the millennials because I see them as the crystals and that they're much more heart-based. Because the older generation, the baby boomers and the Generation X, which is what I am, are really wondering, you know, are millennials lazy and all that? And I'm like, no, they're not. They're acting from the heart and they're seeing how broken our system is. Right? They're very misunderstood. And I admire the fact that they are going to be the ones to help change a lot. You know, I think because of them, we'll be stepping away from the 40-hour work week and the corrupt corporations. I think we're going to be stepping away from all that because they're going to bring in positive changes.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I think.
Yeah.
What do you think, Tina?
Well, for me, I mean, I feel the same exact way. I have, my children are still growing. They're young. And they see the world so differently than when I saw it at their age. They are definitely very, very sensitive. You know, they're very, very sensitive to energy. And they have lots of questions. They're very inquisitive. And so I've raised them to, you know, just have that empowerment to believe in themselves. It's okay to ask questions and to have somebody that they can be open and, you know, be able to express themselves. I think that expressiveness is really important for, you know, the younger generation, and to have that outlet of someone to talk to gain understanding and knowledge. And, you know, so that lessens that fear for them.
Yeah.
And they're able to, I guess, you know, manage it better. And, I mean, they, both of my girls will ask lots of questions and, you know, experiences that they've had. You know, they don't feel like they're crazy. They're very comfortable. And I think when we can teach our kids to be, you know, comfortable, to be empowered, and you know, I teach them all the time, same as you, Natasha, you're more powerful than you think you are, you know, believe it, you can do anything. And, you know, and that's how I raise my, both of my daughters, and to have that, you know, openness. And just the other day, I was teaching my youngest. We were talking about angels, and she wanted to know how to feel, you know, when an angel is around, or how to feel that sensation if a loved one is around. And I explained it to her, what I feel. And, you know, everybody is different, but this is kind of what I feel. And we just sat there for a moment and told her to take a few breaths. And then all of a sudden she's like, I feel it, I feel it. You know, the tingle's on, it's on my leg. You know, so, and it was very cute. And, but at the same time, it was empowering because it taught her how to make those connections. And she was just thrilled, and she felt protected, and that was great, you know. And I think that's very, very, very amazing that, you know, they're very open, you know, and accepting too. So.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Did they ever bring up anything about the stuff going on globally?
They do. I try not to watch the news.
Yeah.
Because I find, even with myself, it just has such an impact on our emotions. And, you know, we have watched, I mean, they're aware of what's happening around the world.
Yeah.
And they, you know, they definitely have an effect. It affects them. And so
yeah.
We try to limit that, but they're not, they don't have blinders on where they're not aware. And so, you know, we definitely work through that, how to send healing, you know, pray, and, you know,
yeah.
different things that we can do to help others. And so when we have that focus, I think that's very helpful for them.
Awesome. Awesome. I love that. Yeah. Because our children are way more aware than we
yeah.
ever were.
That is the truth.
Yeah.
And it's funny because they just call it out.
Yeah.
You know? And yours have probably done that to you a few times of, like, calling it out, going, Mom, you know, they're blah, 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 blah.
Yes.
And it should be like this. This is how it should be. You know, they're amazing. They're amazing. And, I mean, mine are 27 and 23. And I just crack up because, God, I love these generations. My goodness.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad they volunteered. Because, like, for mine, they call it out cold. You know, they don't sugarcoat the ugliness at all.
No.
And it really surprises me sometimes at how they will just nail it down and, you know, others of us are looking at it like, but, and they're like, no, but. There it is, plain and simple.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, and it shows me how sharp that they are, you know, and it's just that this is it. These are the facts, and they're completely sharp. And, you know, I've argued with them. And no, Mom, it's, you know, and they've been right. And, you know, and I'm like, oh, I'm learning from you, you know, and it's great to see, you know, that their strengths and how intuitive, how connected they are. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
They definitely like to tell it like it is, that's for sure.
Yeah, they do. They call it on the carpet, boy. They don't care what generation you're from. They're like, dude, okay? Here's your facts. How are you going to get out of this? You know, it's like, wow.
Yeah.
Whoa. You know, I've been watching it, and it's just like, so I have my youngest daughter is gay, and my oldest daughter is in a long-term relationship, but they're choosing not to get married till whenever, because they have, they're just like, you know, the need for that right now is not here. Our focus is all on what is happening in the now, and it blows my mind because I see them challenging old paradigms over and over again. Just, they will call it out and call it out. And I've even watched them do it with family members. Their father is very much closed-minded to any form of change. And he lives in fear all the time. And his daughters know that he lives in fear 24/7. And they have called him out several times about the things that are happening in the world, the things that are happening on an individual basis that they deal with, and all these other factors. And it just amazes me because they don't allow the fear from someone else, even someone they respect, to take root.
That's
and
really
I just don't even know how to respond to them sometimes because I'm just like, wow. You know?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Shannon, who were you saying is in a lot of fear, like 24 hours a day?
My ex-husband, yeah.
He's
afraid of everything. And I don't mean like tangible stuff, like, okay, spiders and all that. No, that's not him with fear. He is fearful of being inadequate. He's fearful of being not accepted. He's fearful of standing up for his own voice. He's fearful in expressing his own opinions to the point that he will adopt other people's opinions to be accepted.
Okay, yes. I was going to say he's pretty socially programmed.
Yes. Yes.
Because I think that, you know, this is like, the programming of generations past.
Yeah.
I hope that, I think, you know, because millennials, I think, like to keep it more real. I think we're evolving out of that.
Yeah. 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 And I know he's not the only one out there like that. You know, he's a person that adapts to who he's around to be accepted. So, like, his likes and desires with his first wife were completely different than the ones with me and the ones with his third wife. Like with me, and these are just little examples. Okay, so like with me, he loved rock and roll. He didn't like country music. He liked drag racing, hated NASCAR, right?
Mm-hmm.
Silly little things like that. He was waking up and moving away from religion. But because of my abilities, scared him. So third wife, right, and he was a devout union man. Unions in the United States are Democrats across the board as far as political beliefs. You know, you follow the union structure, okay, which is all about the middle class. When third wife came from small town in Georgia, very devout religious background, very strict conservative political beliefs, only likes country music, only likes NASCAR, these kinds of things, and he completely flipped all of his personality traits to hers.
Wow. Oh my.
Fear of acceptance. Yeah. Right. And he's not the only person that does this out there in the world. So, you know, I'm not trying to put him under a magnifying glass, but he's a good example of person who is here, he's 54 years old. He is successful in his career, but yet he lives a life that is fear-based. Every choice is based from fear. The what if.
You know what? Like, when you're saying that, I was just, when I was, I went down to the restaurant today to get my pizza, and I was just watching people, and I can just, the people who are in fear, like a lot of fear, stand out so much to me, just in the way they're behaving. They're self-conscious. It feels like they're like a hair trigger kind of thing that set them off. So I know exactly what you're talking about. And when you step out of that, it looks so strange when you're observing it.
Yes. Yes. It is. And, you know, the poor guy doesn't stand a chance because he's got these children that are all millennials.
Yeah.
And Generation Z. Right, because his oldest is 31 and his youngest is 18, and he has two children who are gay. And this goes against every structure he has formed in part three, I'll call it. Wife number three is part three, right?
Yeah.
and it's amazing because I'm watching it unfold in a family element of these younger generation, very strong, dominant personalities who are here about breaking down all of this stuff. And they challenge all the time with him of, well, then explain to me why. Explain to me why this is your truth. Explain to me why I'm supposed to accept this. And he always turns around with fear answers, and they call it out. And they're like, Dad, you're afraid. You're afraid of what's different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's amazing.
You have taught me so much about that. It's I'm thinking about, even in my own personal life, the people that I have, you know, shared experiences with, or, you know, friends of mine. And I see it. I see exactly what you're saying, but I could never identify what that was. So that's really amazing. I'm listening to you. I'm like, oh, my goodness, that's exactly what it is. It's that fear.
Yeah.
And
once you see it, it's like you can't unsee it.
Yeah, and I know you're talking about it. I'm like, oh, there's that person. There's that person that's popping in my mind. I'm like, oh, that's what that is. Oh, but it's amazing because I've learned something here, and well, not that, that's amazing. I said that wrong, but you know, but it's amazing to me that I haven't identified. I didn't know what that was. I just thought, you know, maybe this person's just hard-headed. They're just, that's just their way. But now I can see the underlying reason. And wow. That's amazing.
By the way, I was going to say, I made some notes here about how to get ahead of fear, basically.
Yeah.
And I think it's important. I think we've all seen the news this month that all kinds of things are happening. But step away from that, because when you go, you know, you're doing your little life, you have your own little universe, right? You can make it as beautiful and as stressful as you want. But I think the number one thing is remember healthy boundaries with the people around you. Because of this first quarter of the year being intense, I think it's really important to have a really good self-care thing that you're doing.
Yeah.
With like a bath, dancing, tai chi, like whatever makes you feel calm and peaceful. And just healthy boundaries with the people around you, because since things are intense, you don't want to break connections because you're all stressed out, basically.
Mm-hmm.
right? So you really need to look inwards. So you're still getting along with the people around you, and you're all of you are not taking it out on each other and becoming toxic. And also, when things are happening, whether they're negative or positive, just remember it's happening for you, not to you.
Yeah.
It's going to bless you in some way. You may not know yet. Even like, you know, our basement flooded. Well, my son was saying, Mom, I wish this basement, you know, was better. He wished it was renovated. Well, guess what? It's going to be renovated because of the flood. And so the flood, you know, him and I were mopping down there for 14 hours. It was awful. But on the other hand, you know, the guys are going to come in and we're going to have a pretty much brand new basement. So we're excited about that. And reframe your fear. So pretend there are things going wrong at work, okay? And you're wondering if your job's on the line. It doesn't matter if you lose your job or not, because you wouldn't lose it if it was meant for you. If you lose your job, it's because the next thing is going to be even better for you. It could be a relationship. It could be a friendship. It could be a job. The universe is always looking for expansion, and it's always sending you to the next best thing.
Yeah.
You're not ever really losing anything. It's always that flow, it's change, and you need to go with the flow. Don't be in resistance. You go into fear and resistance, and you're not seeing what the universe is trying to show you. What are your angels and guides trying to show you? They're always leading you somewhere. But you don't have to go kicking and screaming.
That's awesome. I love that. Very good point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Very, very good points. And a lot of that I can apply immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not for me, but my husband. I'll be going, honey, guess what? Well, you know, he did lose his job in June. You know, we've been going through a very long haul. You both know I don't talk much about it on air or publicly because of certain situations. But, you know, my husband's been an electrician for 30 years. He got hurt on the job. He is in a point of his life that career may be leaving. And, you know, the termination point of it has been one of those complexities that he's been pondering. And I kept telling him, you know, babe, this whole scenario, there's something further for you that is coming at play here that we aren't seeing yet. And you touched on it so perfectly, Natasha, because I really feel like this is eventually going to be handing him the next step that he never thought would come.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a feeling he's going to go into his healer work.
Ooh, that's awesome.
Yeah, because he is a natural healer, but he's never used it.
Wow.
He shut it all off for years. And with us being together in the work that I do, it's come up like full force. It keeps coming up and coming up, and he just keeps pushing it down. And you, like, hit the nail for me. I can see this. I can see how this situation was presented to him at a moment in life where opportunity for him to now go into another direction in his life that he never thought he would go into is presenting itself, the healer.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm learning too over here, Tina.
Shannon, you said all that at 1 hour and 11 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, thank you, Spirit.
Exactly. And And you know what? We never know what direction, you know, is coming for us because, you know, I made some bracelets and I'm like, I'm going to make people bracelets for Christmas. It'll be fun. And I love gemstones. And I brought them to the office. And more than half of my office is wearing the bracelets I make. And it's become a business, and it wasn't going to be a business. It was going to be a hobby.
That's
so,
awesome.
Boom. I wasn't expecting that at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Opportunity.
So,
yeah, presenting itself. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, you just don't know what's around the corner, and if you're enjoying it, you may as well follow it.
Yeah.
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 Wow.
Yep. That's amazing. I have a big smile on my face. I know you girls can't see me. But I'm like, I love it when this happens, you know, and it's because you don't expect it or, you know what I mean? And these things that come up. And so, yeah, I love how that works. I love it. Everything always ends up working out, you know. That's something that my mom would always tell me growing up, you know, try not to worry. Things end up, you know, have a way of working out. And it's funny, you know, you'd be surprised just like in this situation, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like when you said healer, Shannon, I'm like, oh, instantly, like I could feel the tingles from my head, my crown, all the way to my feet. I'm like, oh. And I imagine myself getting a healing session in that moment. I'm like, yes, this is what he needs to be doing.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Yeah. Yeah. You know, and these opportunities, you know, he's not the only one out there, guys, to our listeners. If you're feeling like it's coming up for you, you don't have to make the full career change, but it's coming up for you for a reason, because now is coming to the time to those abilities are surfacing up and wanting to be used and wanting to be expressed. And yeah, I mean, just like light bulb moment tonight. Awesome. Because I just talked to him about it earlier today.
I love it.
I was just kind of like, honey, you know, maybe some things this year. Cause there's a pranic healing course coming up in May. Ursula Lentini is doing in Atlanta. And I was looking at it, and I was like, oh, I would love to go do that. I would really like to go do that. And I talked to him about it, and he's like, yeah, you know, if everything works out, surgery's done, we got the money, go for it, and, you know, have a good time. I said, okay. But then today we were out driving, and I was like, so, you know, about that class, would you like to go with me? And he kind of looked at me real quick and I said, well, you know, those healing abilities you had as a child that you turned off, I think it's coming time for you to dabble there if you're interested. And he actually turned to me and said, you know what, that's a possibility.
Wow.
I thought I was going to fall out of the truck.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, you know, others that are out there that are feeling it or had something before, I feel like this is the time that is going to come back up, and Spirit doesn't want you to be afraid of it. Don't push it back down like we did years ago, because it wasn't the thing to talk about. Now it is. Do it. Go for it.
Yeah.
Totally.
You know, and if it's your fear holding you back, what's the worst that's going to happen? You take a class, you learn something, you don't have to go and, you know, use the bullhorn to go tell everybody if you're that uncomfortable. You can work through your fear about that part.
So true.
Yeah. Wow, it's been such a great evening. I love everything we've talked about. It's so awesome. I've learned a lot too, and that's amazing.
I learned a lot from both of you as well.
So it's so good to get to have you back on, Natasha.
Yeah, I just had a little too much excitement in my life lately.
Yeah.
Things needed to settle down a bit before I came back on. You know when your basement's in your living room and your potato chips are in your ice cream? What's going on?
Goodness, yeah. It's an amazing time to be human.
Oh, yeah.
Really is.
We're obviously the crazy spiritual warriors to be alive at this time.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We chose this. Sometimes I wonder.
Yeah.
You got to be kidding me, you know?
It's really comical when you think about it in the bigger scheme. It's just kind of like, you know, we were probably all at the meeting going, I'll go if you go. I ain't doing this alone. I'll volunteer, you volunteer. Oh, goodness. Yeah. Yeah. But that's the fun that it gets to be. And I have no idea why, but I keep getting shown a Jack in the Box. They're literally playing me a little Jack in the Box right now. I keep winding it up, and I hear the music, and then he keeps popping out the top of it, and I don't know why.
Ah, my daughter.
I think that's like is it symbolic, though, of us? Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like it's symbolic of all of us just taking note things could pop up and that we need to go with the flow.
Yeah.
Oh, I
agree
that.
With that. Yeah, I like that, too. I was wondering, I'm sitting over and I keep putting it in my face and going, wind it. And it's the old-fashioned metal box one that I could see. And it's like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do with the little music when you wind it.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
And this goofy Jack in the Box pops out. And then they close the lid and they wind it up and pop it back out on me. I'm sitting over here going, I don't want to look at that right now.
Yeah, my daughter was terrified of that when she was younger. And it makes sense. We're talking about fear, too, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah. That's so crazy.
Oh, my.
Oh, goodness.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right, ladies.
Enjoying this.
It's been a wonderful show. And I've had a lot of laughs this evening. It's been wonderful. And I think we're at the end. We're close to the end, right? Yes.
It's 9:18.
Yes. 9:18. Okay. All right. Do you guys have, either one of you have anything to add to our discussion this evening?
Well, I would just say that since we create our own reality, just that people can picture in their mind what they would actually like to see and just spend a few minutes focusing on that to bring it about. You know?
Yeah.
So we do have all that power. We don't have to ignore our own power.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Definitely. My tip would be, once you can acknowledge what your fear is and break it into parts, you'll be able to let it go and move forward without the fear overtaking you. And remember, we're all in this together.
Yeah, that's
awesome. That's awesome.
All right, ladies, well, that concludes our show for this evening. Thank you to the listeners and the future listeners that will be listening to this podcast. We hope that you can take away some of this information and apply it in your lives as well. We will be back next Tuesday evening, February 2nd, I believe, and we'll have the three of us on the panel. And I believe we're going to be interviewing one of the team members on our team. I'm not quite sure yet, but we look forward to that as well. And we will see you next week. And take care, ladies. It was so nice. Have a good evening.
Have a good evening, both of you.
Have a good night, guys.
Bye-bye.
See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.